Live from Portland, Rick Emerson. He's back.
That's right.
Only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
I'm saying. All right, it's 2 minutes and 38 seconds after the hour 12, and this is the month of December, the year of our Lord, 2003. The Rick Emerson Show, live from the studios of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK in beautiful downtown Portland, Oregon, where we remain unbowed, unbroken by the influenza tidal wave spreading across America, the flu. It'll kill you and everybody you know. It'll eat your bones. Tidal wave of terror. Okay. 33 states hit by the flu. You know why? Because it's December.
It's also causing moss to form on your roof.
It happens every year. It's just the flu. The name of... You know what it is? I figured it out. The flu is the new... You know, what was the thing? It was the sharks, right?
Sharks? Kidnap children?
Yeah, because remember how, like, I don't know, like a year ago, it's like everywhere you went, you were going to be eaten by a shark? You know, Atlantic Ocean, sharks. Pacific Ocean, sharks. A pond in Poughkeepsie, sharks. And then suddenly it was your children were going to be taken and, I don't know, baked into scones or something. And then there was the, hey, Richard Nunn is looking in the window of the studio for no readily apparent reason.
Richard
Nunn, he'll eat your bones. All right, well, in any event... So this week it's flu. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland, 1-800-727-5955. Oh, now the guy at CNN television is telling you to wait for it. Wash your hands. If you have to be told to wash your hands after going and taking a whiz, I mean, never mind. I'm just saying, if you're disposing of last night's enchilada and you have to be told that you got to sponge off a bit after that, it seems like you're... You know, you're probably better being wiped out early on in the stage of this influenza epidemic anyway. I'm just saying. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland. It's the Rick Emerson Show. We're here with Sarah Dillon, F. Matt Peterson, Tim Riley. Coming up this hour, we've got, what is it? It's not Ed McCarthy, is it? Who is it from? We have somebody from CNN.
Ed McCarthy? We don't know that we've got anybody just yet. I'm working on that.
All right. Some random guy from CNN will be here later on. Hey, we're coming up next week, by the way, as we continue to climb our way up the CNN food chain. See, it's, you know, Pat Sinclair, man. Pat Sinclair, CNN radio correspondent from Atlanta. She jumped off this train at exactly the wrong time. We're people who knows people. We're going places. We're going to kick the dust of this small little town off our feet and see the world George Bailey style. Because first we had Rusty Dornan, and then we had the CNN legal analyst for their television stations, Jeffrey Toobin. Next week, William, what is it? Who are we getting next week? Bill Schneider, the CNN, their political analyst?
Yeah, their senior political analyst is Bill Schneider, and we're working on getting him for next week.
Step the hell off, Pat Sinclair. All right. Well, in any event, coming up in the second hour of the show, How Chicks Think, with Jolie from the front desk. Today's question for How Chicks Think comes to us from a 17-year-old who listens to us surreptitiously on a radio headset in his math class. Well done, then. Then in the third hour of the show, in honor of Nikki Sixx's 45th birthday today, going to bring back one of our all-time favorite lists today. List top five Motley Crue songs of all time that's coming your way. And I think there's a better than likely chance that Richard Nunn will be in here. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. We're moments away from your personal savior, the man who has washed you of all your sins, Tim Riley in the KOTK newsroom. This is Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Yo, it's time for Rick Emerson, it must be noon. How did 21 hours tick away so soon? Turned off the TV, hands off my radio, damn it. I gotta hear Rick's thesis on what's wrong with the planet. I'm stuck on I-5, and better get used to chilling, cause it's all backed up, I got the traffic from Sarah Dillon. I'm mad about the traffic, and just because of that, I'ma call up the show and sponsor an F-Mat. Clyde Lewis is the man, and don't forget that. I don't know what he does, but his name sounds fat. Jolie from the front desk is unstoppable. Find out how chicks think, yo, that's impossible. I better come up with a gig like a threesome I never did. Then Rick will get my song and play it for all the kids. But if not, you never know that this record was ever made. He's a radio gangster and he's got to get paid. Cause he's the radio gangster. Yeah. And he's not having it. The radio gangster. Yeah. And he's not having it. The radio gangster. Yeah. Not having it, the radio gangsta, yeah.
It's not just news. It's News with Tim Riley. Live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Supplies of flu vaccine have nearly dried up in Clark County.
You're all going to die! All of you! Bow before me! I am your new king!
And if you do get the flu, call the preacher for last rites. You're out of luck. There'll be no more flu vaccine.
No one
you were
warned.
Nah, that's, can I just tell you this, man? I'm convinced. See, I got this whole thing. I can't think of whether this is something. Is this something that I actually read somewhere that I've now forgotten, I've stolen? Or is this a thing that's actually, that I've come up with myself? I had this whole idea about, there's like some government conspiracy to take control of your mind, and they do it through the flu vaccine because it's widely disseminated.
Yes.
If I was going to take over a country, that's exactly how I'd do it. I'd put some sort of mind control drug, you stick it right in the vaccine, everybody takes it, then they are my puppets. They are an army of zombie-like legion to do as I wish.
Well, we're not going to waste any more of your time trying to fill your head with a lot of hooey about preventing the flu. CNN spent several hours doing that for us this morning, causing Wolf Blitzer to make this Freudian slip.
You have to see a physician, though, to get that prescription.
Eduardo Sanchez is the Texas Health Commissioner. He's been joining us on the phone with all sorts of useful information. I apologize.
Stupid moment of honesty. All right, let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show, meteorologist to the stars, soon to be relocating to the Panhandle State or whatever it is, Richard Nunn from Fox 12.
The Sunshine State.
Are you still working at Fox 12, or you just...
No, we can get rid of that music.
All right.
I have no affiliation with Fox whatsoever from this point. Ask me anything you want to know about the fledgling station.
There's no WB, no Fox anymore. What's the next stop?
Florida?
Where are you working in Florida?
I don't know, I'm going to do a freelance deal, kind of like what we're doing here for Fox.
Is freelance code for just sitting around waiting for the phone to ring? Or
freelance is, it's really good for my situation, but essentially, yeah. You get a schedule, but it's a sporadic schedule.
All right.
Yeah, which is perfect. So, in other words, I'm going to go work on my tan, my fishing skills, my drinking skills, which, by the way, I am a firm believer, every day I have at minimum 3 drinks. It depends on what they are. Some days it's beer. Some days it's wine. Some days it's whiskey. Some days it's, vermouth straight. But you know what? No flu in 3 years.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, it kills off, alcohol is an antiseptic. I mean, look at it this way. I mean, when you go to the hospital and they, they're getting you to use the forceps, what are they cleaning with? Alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get a little injection. They're cleaning off your skin with the swab before they put the needle under your... What do they use? Alcohol. Right. So you put into your body to get rid of flu germs. Alcohol. There you go. Works out perfectly. Hey, speaking of, we got a guy who gave us the hookup with a dorm. We're getting a dorm fridge installed for you.
Fridge. I walked on the other side of the desk and I was kind of peeking around. Where's the dorm fridge?
Because
I was going to wipe out the beer.
It's not here, but we've got beer in the big fridge.
We got 2 cases still in the fridge. You want some? We got
a
bunch of microbrew in the fridge.
All right. Around a bunch of sick people here. I need to get
we'll get some beers your way.
Yeah, we'll rustle some up. No, we got a guy named Jay hooked us up with a fridge. We're going to get that in here. First thing we do is get a big ass padlock on it, and then we'll be able to put all that stuff in there. So.
Yeah, and don't be shy by bringing the beer here because Brad, the car guy, escorted me here in a beautiful F-150, one of the new Fords.
Because nothing goes together like brand new cars and drinking.
Right, so I'm going to be doing the drinking. He's going to be doing the driving. It's going to be safe, and neither one of us will have the flu.
Excellent. Well done. And I know you had a little shindig, a soiree, Nanny with the Hoot. And I missed it. I wasn't able to be there, but... So, I mean, you're looking well recovered from what I heard was kind of a two-fisted event the whole night through.
The fisting came later in the evening, but, yeah. Other than that, yeah, we were drinking.
The expression on Tim's face just now was worth the entire thing.
That's a story we didn't cover.
In Redneck Watch.
Yeah. All right. Well, that'll be on the Too Hot for TV DVD of the show. Here's Tim Riley in the KOTK newsroom.
Well, nobody seems to know what's with that ship that's been under constant armed guard, under surveillance in Longview, or if they know, they're not saying. The Athena was searched in New Zealand and South Korea because of an unconfirmed tip that Al-Qaeda operatives could be aboard. Imagine
in Longview?
Al-Qaeda in Longview. Yeah.
I don't even know where Longview is.
Who's the source? Longview, Washington, just north of Astoria on the north side of the mouth of the Columbia River.
Yes. The train stops there.
All right.
Longview's not actually out on the coast. That's Long Beach. Longview is actually just off of I-5.
Oh, that's right. Kelso,
right up by Kelso. It's, right. It's about maybe 45 minutes or so north of Portland.
So we're all from here, and we didn't even really know where it was. Yet we're supposed. What are the Al Qaeda? The Al Qaeda guys just lost or something?
They
just,
I knew where it was.
The Thomas guide like took them to the wrong, you know, the wrong part of the country or something.
Is Longview? Yeah, they were going for Long Island, and then that's in Longview, and it didn't work.
We don't have enough gas to get to Long Island. Longview. is Longview a port city? Is it on the mount? Is it on the one of the little finger rivers there from the Columbia?
It's on the Columbia.
Oh, right. Maybe I thought the Statue of Liberty was there.
Yeah, I don't know.
There are a couple of grain mills.
Seriously, this just... Well, there appears to be a general store and a Smokes for Less place. Let's blow those up instead.
So that's that.
All right.
Who's the source on that story?
Dave Paul.
Well, yeah, okay. Well, there you go. I mean...
Who got it from K2? Yeah.
Oh, there you go. K2.
The guy's
fabricated
K2.
Story.
I was just going to say, so drunk they can barely stand.
Yeah, Fisher community. Fisher is fabrication. Fisher is Latin for fabrication. Make something up that makes our ratings go up, because we have none. All right, welcome to Channel 2, 2 being our ratings point.
Oh, listen to that. Listen to the bitterness. That's what we're going to miss. How are we going to fill
this?
Did you
have a bad interview over there?
did you hear Marciano get all snippy and bitchy on the CNN the other day?
We're going to hear it. We have it.
We'll bring it up here. This is Rob Marciano, and he's on CNN the other day. And he's talking to Kira Phillips, who's hot. But of course they're waiting for, you know, and he's talking about the weather, which he obviously is just making up. And so, they've got like this big story. They've got Dean, getting ready to come on, cause it was the day that, Gore endorsed Dean without telling Lieberman. It's a big story. And so Marciano's sitting there trying to point to some oversized snowflake on the screen and trying to hold everybody's attention. And Kira's obviously looking at the screen waiting for Dean to come on. So go ahead and.
And that's Thursday morning. And can I have your attention here?
Well, you know what I was doing? Did you see the monitor right here?
What's that?
We had Howard Dean up because we're getting ready to go to a live. So I was trying to get the monitor back on your maps for you, and I obviously was not able to do it.
Howard Dean, obviously much more important than the weather.
Nationwide.
And he wasn't there today.
Prima donna.
There was a chick on there today doing the weather. No Rob Monster. So maybe he's been taken off back to the old CNN woodshed and given a good whipping with a hickory stick.
I like Rob. I'm only joking.
No, I'm, you know, look, I don't
but
care.
But you can replay that as much as you. Rob Marciano and then fill in Pussy Prima Donna.
Morning. And can I have your attention here?
Well, you know what I was doing? Did you see the monitor right here?
What's that?
We had Howard Dean up because we're getting ready to go to a live. So I was trying to get the monitor back on your maps for you, and I obviously was not able to do it.
Howard Dean, obviously much more important than the weather.
Well, yeah.
But I'm Rob Marciano. I'm better looking than Howard. Attention over here, ladies.
And he never came back. That was like 2 days ago. He's just gone. He's just been gone. So
he must be on one of those short vacations that we've heard about.
Pursuing other opportunities.
Why don't you go ahead and take a weekend in Savannah, Rob, and think about the hospitality that we'd like to perpetrate here in the South.
A friend of mine lived in Russia for a while back when it was still, you know, the Soviet Union, and she said that at one point, and I asked her, I said, so do people still vanish over there? Do people still just inexplicably, you know, they're gone? And she said that she had a friend, and the friend knew an older guy who was creating some trouble for the establishment, and one day he was just gone, and she asked, like, whoever, like the you know, the neighborhood, you know, police guys, like, what happened to Mikhail so-and-so? And they're like, he is recuperating in Dacha in countryside. You know, recuperating from what? That we cannot say. It is just gone. Just gone off to a hot spring somewhere.
Like the Shanghai days of Portland.
Yeah, just gone.
That happened to one of my relatives when I was visiting over there. Somebody wasn't even sick. Just time to go out and order another coffin. That's all there is to it. You know, they have like the Home Depot of coffins there. They do so much business and people just go out. It's a normal course of business every week.
Well, isn't it Lithuania, right?
Yes.
Yeah, isn't like one American-sized coffin, you cut those in half and that's...
Pretty much,
yeah. So it's like two for one.
Absolutely.
Have you seen that place in Seattle? That Cascateria? Is that what it's called? It's right by the Oboy Oberto outlet store. Do you know what I'm talking about?
There's this. No, but that can't be good.
I am not making. I mean, I don't know if it's still there, but as of a couple years ago, it was, and people thought that I was making it up. But there's this Oboy Oberto like warehouse place where you can go and get like your full on just saturated fat meat products like by the ton for like $5.99, and it's like, you know what it is? It's like end pieces. It's like you get like a 50-pound bag of end pieces of Oberto sausage for like $10. But right across the street is a place, and it's called like Coffinarium or like Cascathon or something, but it's like some outlet casket place
with the Navy. Caskets a go-go or something?
Harry, come out and pick out your casket before it's too late.
I have no idea.
They have like odds and ends, mismatched colors inside or something.
Yes, yeah, they're like the Sleep Country casket. If you don't mind faux silk inside, rayon.
You hear somebody say, you know, singing Sleep Like a Baby Casket World? It's,
you get the, oh, the hell is that?
That's a flaw. I was thinking of something else. I was thinking of that blonde chick.
Is that where the... What the hell are you talking about?
That's perfect. It's not too late to sleep like a baby. Casket world.
Yeah, that would be beautiful.
Okay. All right. That beats the hell out of my reconditioning joke. All right. Here's Tim Riley in the KTK Newsroom.
Oh, we're still doing that, are we? The president is defending his policy of limiting Iraqi reconstruction to just people who fought there.
What I'm saying is we're in the expenditure of taxpayers' money, and that's what we're talking about now. The U.S. people, the taxpayers, understand why it makes sense for countries that risk lives to participate in the contracts in Iraq. It's very simple. Our people risk their lives. Coalition, friendly coalition folks risk their lives, and therefore the contracting is going to reflect that. And that's what the U.S. taxpayers expect.
And friendly Halliburton charges twice the amount for gas, which are...
Did you see how George just happened to pop up in the Laura interview with CNN guy? What's the guy with the glasses?
Oh, is he like the next door neighbor on Three's Company or something? Just came. Oh, yeah. Am I interrupting?
Larry King and Laura, they're doing their thing, and George just happens to pop in on the interview.
Her head is shaped like a football. Have you noticed that? All right. Anyway, it's 503. It's true, and she noisily devours small children. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland, the Rick Emerson Show. We're here with Richard Nunn. We'll be back with CNN radio correspondent. Is it John Bisney?
John Bisney, I believe.
John Bisney talking about everybody's favorite subject, the DEA. We'll be back.
It's not too late to sleep like a baby, casket world.
Rick Emerson, live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, here's Sarah Dillon with the traffic.
Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland and 1-800-727-5955. It's the Rick Emerson Show. We're here with F. Matt Peterson, Sarah Dillon, Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom. Richard Nunn, formerly the WB, formerly Fox 12, now soon to be an independent contractor in the Sunshine State.
Superstar.
We got this. This is from Woodrow. Hey, Jagoff, my ass could do a better job in front of the microphone than what I hear you people spilling out today. I wonder who you're smoking to get that job over there. Oh, well, they're always working. There's always work in Centralia for you, Rick. It's from Woodrow.
All right. Thank you, Woodrow. And by the way, we weren't smoking anything. We banged your mom.
Here's Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom.
That's the kind of talk you don't hear on Good Day Oregon.
not anymore, sadly.
No, that's Good Day Woodrow right there, not Good Day Oregon.
Yeah, the Portland market is going to be poorer for the lack of Richard Nutter. It really is.
Well, maybe Woodrow will get a job.
Yeah.
The pixie boots, eyeliner, and teased hair may have gone, but fans of Duran Duran have announced the world tour, and you'll be pleased that the icons are not in pipes and slippers yet. The frilly shirts have been put away, but we take ourselves seriously, says band member Roger Tyler.
Oh, this is Duran Duran.
Duran Duran.
Okay, I had no idea who we were talking about.
Go ahead.
No.
No, I just went through all my CDs getting road trip ready, and Duran Duran, the greatest hits.
Yeah.
Like 25 songs on a CD. I put that in the list.
Man, I saw those guys. Where were they? It was on the, was it the VMAs? Where did those guys show up? It was somewhere like 2-3 months ago. They just appeared. They got a lifetime achievement. It must have been the VMAs because they got like a lifetime achievement award.
I think it actually. I think it was the VMAs. Yeah.
You know, you talk about. Well, first of all, you talk about the living proof that if ever there was a band that proved that chicks like guys who look like chicks, man, it's Duran Duran.
I mean, we all know girls now that, I mean, they're all like 30, 35, 40 now, but it's like they were just gaga over those guys. And those guys, I mean, they're still looking good now. They're like
40. Sarah LeBon, I mean, yeah. The guy's like 55 years old. He looks great.
Yeah, so.
So the 2004 World Tour will kick off next April with their first British tour in 18 years. The band may be older, but things have stayed the same. The girls who followed us back in the 80s are now women in their 30s, and they are just as enthusiastic. Their screams just got deeper.
All right. Just scream deeper. Right. Sorry.
So glad I didn't say. I like Duran Duran.
No, I got nothing. I got no. I mean, I wasn't really like a big fan back in the day. I was kind of my head was elsewhere.
When MTV first came on, it was softcore porn, Duran Duran videos.
I remember she
under
was
like a wolf.
Was it Rio where they're on the boat?
On the boat,
they're on the boat on the river. That was a great video. So, all right. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show. Let's see if I can do it again. Patrolling the pathways of power and canvassing the corridors on Capitol Hill. It's CNN radio correspondent and man of the world, John Bisney. How are you, John?
I'm impressed, Rick.
It's some days the tongue is silver and some days the tongue is just wood. You know what I mean?
Correct.
So we're looking at this today, and it's because everybody thinks that we were talking about the DEA early, because everybody thinks that the war on drugs is something that started with Reagan, but it's not. This is we were talking about how it's the 30th anniversary of the Drug Enforcement Agency, and that's a thing that Nixon started, right?
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. Very hard on crime of all sources, and of course at that time, the country was very concerned about what they saw as an epidemic of drugs, and that's how his administration responded. As frequently responds in Washington, Rick, we set up a new bureaucracy.
Well, have you noticed that we have I forget who made this observation, but it's that if there's ever proof that we don't really have a plan for solving anything, you can tell because we declare war on it. You know what it is? We get a poverty. War on poverty. You know, war on drugs, war on terrorism. It's always tough that we don't actually have a real plan for stopping. Because this is Nixon who started it, and that how would you say the war is going at this juncture, John?
Not very well, but it's simply a result of the demand. This country has something like a $60 billion appetite for drugs every year. And there's just no way that you could pump enough money into law enforcement to make much of a difference in it. Now, that's not to say that, depending upon where you're coming from, it's not a good objective. But nevertheless, it's a very, very tough job, just given the size of it.
Well, it just sort of ends up being a war on prices more than anything else.
I disagree. I think they're doing a great job, because a year ago, I would have had pot in my pocket. Now I have to make a phone call.
It's
going to take me at least 5 minutes to score back.
One step removed. Well, the thing is, it's like, I was just saying this yesterday, man, that if you could get, I'm not just trying to be flip. If I could, you know, if you could guarantee me right now that I would never go to prison, I don't think there's anything that would stop people from becoming drug dealers, because it's like, if you have a ballpoint pen, if it costs you a dollar to manufacture a ballpoint pen in your basement, and you can go sell that ballpoint pen for $17,000, why would you not do that? There is so little motivation for people in certain parts of the socioeconomic strata to not sell drugs.
Well, and not only that, but for farmers to grow it.
Yeah, I mean is it true that pot is America's biggest single cash crop?
It is. It's underground, of course, but it has now outstripped corn in terms of its value.
Yeah. You know, I was just talking about this yesterday with a friend. I believe it's DeKalb County, Georgia. DEKLB. KLLB.
But also they're going on a pot tour.
I can't remember if it was Peter Jennings or, I know it wasn't Brokaw, the dark haired fellow. Who's the other one? There's Peter Jennings.
Dan Rather.
Thank you, Dan Rather. It's either one of those two guys, but they did a documentary. It's called Pot of Gold, and it was all based in this Georgia town, in this Georgia county.
Oh, I heard about that.
They actually ousted the old sheriff to bring in the new sheriff because he was a little bit more pot-friendly. But, yeah, there's folks down there that have been growing soybean and cotton and stuff for years that have pretty much knowing that they're jeopardizing their farm and their land and their family, but they've switched over almost exclusively to marijuana.
Yeah. And it's the very same dynamic you see at work in Afghanistan. Despite efforts by the Taliban there to wipe out poppy growing, which produces opium, now that's a big crop again.
Well, you know, you can't fight what makes money. I mean, you just can't, especially with people who don't, you know, people who aren't going to be entering, Dartmouth anytime real soon. So, all right, there you go. The CNN radio correspondent, John Bisney, covering the 30th anniversary of the DEA. Woo!
And then the other day, remember we had that story on the war on cigarettes? People buying cut-rate cigarettes and getting shot.
Oh, there was New York City.
Well, some guy went to the top of the Empire State Building or whatever to, like, get a hand off of a case of Camel Straight or something, got shot in the face.
Anyway, a Germany's self-confessed cannibal killer, Armin Muse, has been sent a vegetarian cookbook and a Christmas hamper full of veggie burgers and tofu.
Yeah.
PETA is behind this tent and says it'll be a major coup if they could convert Muse to a vegetarian.
I love this story. This cannibal thing. The thing is, the cannibal, just, like, every time you think you've exhausted it, right? Every time we think we've
got another angle.
Because first it was like, well, he killed a guy, and then it was, well, he killed a guy and ate him, and then it was cooked his penis in white wine and braised
it with
shallots.
And he turned one guy down for being too weird.
And yeah.
And then split it with the guy.
Yeah, and then claimed it was, consensual cannibalism.
Well, because they cut the guy's Sweeney off. This is true. He cut the guy's Sweeney off.
Dave Sweeney, by the way. Catch him 5'6" and 11.
They lop it off, and then he's like, would Monsieur care for a piece? You know, and then they split it like in half. And, you know.
Are you going to eat both those balls?
Yeah. and then he killed the guy and, you know, packed some off in the freezer or something.
Suppose because they're in Germany, it's more like Black Forest oysters.
It went off, you know. Oh, what is that?
Oh, that's funny.
It's like how in Louisiana they have, you know, if you're Catholic in Louisiana, they have blackened body of Christ.
Well,
but
PETA is hoping the mouth-watering recipes in this book and the hamper of vegetarian foods will persuade him to mend his ways. The cruel scenario of slaughtering, cutting up, portioning, freezing, and eating of body parts is a grim reality for more than 450 million individuals that are killed in this country every year. People who eat meat feel disgusted by human flesh.
Oh, cows. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know what the hell they were talking about there for a minute.
So, all right. And that's that. So we'll see if that works at all.
Peter's always good for some humor, aren't they? Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show. This is Dennis from Willamette Week.
Yeah, I have to say, I was at the two-fisted debauchery, and Richard is playing it off quite well.
Now, this is Dennis, who do we, you know who this is?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know who this
is. He's the car reviewer for the Willamette Week.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah.
So you were...
I have to say that the media in this town is going to go down just a slight notch. I love you, Rick, but it is a great loss to everyone here not to have Richard around. I love that maybe KTU. I don't know why the ratings are 2, but I don't want him to go.
Well,
I don't know what I can do. Do I have to have a petition? Can I somehow keep Richard Nunn here in town? Can we start an all night vigil somewhere?
Well, the petition was started actually by the Oregon Bar Owners Association, and they something about the economy being so piss poor that if I leave, you know, it's even further down the commode. And,
yeah, they've adjusted their fiscal budgets for next year. They're off about 15% in revenue.
It's well, you're not going to work for Clear Channel, are you? Because then you could just do it, you know, on tape and pretend that you're still here.
No,
listen, I got to give a shout out to Brad too, the car guy, because I'll help you drive around. I'll drive. You can drink. I even have the top down on the Porsche today. So as soon as you're ready, you got to give me a call so we can help that economy get a little burst before you leave town.
Yeah, a little final injection.
Are you still on the bus? Are you still riding the bus?
Yes, I do.
All right, Tim over here still riding the bus. I'm brought to the show here in a beautiful F-150, brand new. And Dennis is driving around, get this, in a brand new Porsche Carrera, obviously convertible.
I'm on a brand new bus.
I am driving a TriMet bus. I don't want anybody to know. It's yellow. It's beautiful. It is the short bus because I knew I'd be picking up Richard.
Well, we were just talking about Richard. We were saying there was kind of a slow news day today anyway, so we're glad he's here because Richard Nunn is sort of like, he's like talk radio helper. You know, it's like when you only have a quarter pound of hamburger and you put the helper in, stretches to feed a family of 9 immigrants. That's what Richard is, man. He tells 20 minutes of show material goes 3 hours with this guy. So we're going to miss him.
Hey, yeah. I have to give a shout out. I got to get off the phone because I do have to drive. But man, I love the show, Richard. Don't leave.
All right, I
won't.
Come get me in the Porsche. We got a couple places we have to go.
Hey, you got my number. Call me. Let's go before we get off.
All right, buddy.
All right, there you go. Dennis writes the auto review column for the Willamette Week,
and it's the best damn auto review column. Period. I know that one of the other major papers, I can't remember what they're called. I think it's the Tribune. Isn't that the big paper in town? They do an auto review, but I'm telling you, the Willamette Week, and right after you flip through the car section, it goes to the personal. So you can find a cool car and then a dick.
And then find a chick to put in it. All right. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland, 1-800-727-5955. We're here with the departing Richard Nunn on his last day on the Rick Emerson Show. Coming up, we got a double penis watch, Aussie watch, Jolie from the front desk with How Chicks Think. Later on today's top five Motley Crue songs of all time. Stay there. We'll be back.
From Portland, it's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
It's your last chance to be groped, you know. So if you feel like you've been missing out on that.
Oh, should I wander into the other room?
Well, I don't even think. I think Richard comes to you. I think he makes
studio
calls. I think
he's already walking down the hall.
Yeah, here's Sarah with the traffic.
Westbound.
Call now to join us, 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Coming up later on, we had all this unpleasantness unfold yesterday with Aaron the Geek in the City. There was some guy who had emailed in a question. He wanted to identify some obscure cartoon from the mid-1980s, and Aaron sent him this answer, which it turned out to be spectacularly incorrect and fantastically wrong on almost every count. And so we'll talk about that a little later on. We got the Jolie from the front desk coming up later. Top five Motley Crue songs of all time. We're here with Richard Nunn on his last day before, last day with us anyway. When are you leaving? You're going to Florida. You're moving. When are you leaving town?
We're going to start the road trip on Monday. We're going to take 10 days. Our goal is to land at my family's place by the 25th.
You have a family?
I do. A mom and a pop.
It's like you
don't
really think of Richard Nunn having parents.
Oh. And here's the crazy thing. My dad and my brother, both
Methodist ministers.
Law enforcement. My dad's a sergeant on the Special Victims Unit. He was one of the people that helped bring R. Kelly down, actually. My brother is DUI Task Force, and my mother works in Ritson Civil in the same sheriff's department.
Excellent.
So a family of law enforcement, and meanwhile, I got a pocket full of kryptonite.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a song.
Yeah. No, I know. I understand. It's the spin. Can't that guy, didn't his throat get taken out by a mountain lion or something? That guy?
The lead singer for
the spin doctors? Isn't that one of those?
Yeah, I don't know.
Isn't that one of those God answering my prayers at long last moments where it's, he woke up one day and was all,
That was a Ziegfeld and Roy guy.
Yeah. All right. It's Tim Riley in the KFTK newsroom.
Say, did you ever wonder if worms can get drunk? Sure you have. Some researchers dug deep into this mystery and they're announcing today they discovered a gene responsible for drunkenness in worms. It's just the beginning of a very bad bar joke. Researchers say the discovery could boost the fight against alcoholism. This project took 6 years, and it is the work of Dr. Stephen McIntyre. He says drunken worms are easy to spot. They move slower and more awkwardly than sober ones.
Imagine how little of a life you must have to be studying the movement of drunken worms as contrasted with sober worms to differentiate the behavior patterns.
I think Dr. McIntyre is the alka, and he's just blaming it off on the poor worms.
Seriously. Let's welcome to the show our good friend, Big Gay Sarah. How are you, sister?
I'm sad Richard's leaving.
Yeah.
I'm sad I'm going to miss Sarah.
I know.
You guys made a great couple at the Halloween party, by the way.
With my cute girlfriend.
Yeah, well, that's right. Well, because it was you and your girlfriend, and then Richard was there as white trash.
I was there. Mm-hmm.
Pulled it off very well, by the way.
And I'll tell you something, guys, take note of this. If you're going to make out with somebody, make out with a lesbian, because they are awesome. Sarah, thank you for the tricks. Thank you.
I enjoyed it. I'm all sad that you're going to be gone, though.
Yeah. The bigger question for me is, are you going to be ensconced in the hellish pit of despair of Kennewick, Washington for Christmas?
No, actually, I am not. I'm going to Victoria, B.C.
Ooh, good times.
All right.
Yes,
all right.
To find the legalness and be drunken with my parents.
What was the first half?
The legalness?
Okay, I understand.
They're quiet little coffee clubs.
All right, yes, I didn't want
to. Yes, I had to take my time off from my real job and my new job of being Stephanie, the phone sex operator, to call in and say goodbye.
Yeah.
When are you Stephanie, the phone sex operator?
On my days off, on evenings.
No, what is that number? I thought you were kidding, really?
No, really, yeah.
Yeah, what's that
number?
No, hold
on. Stephanie, I'm 21 and 110 pounds, and I've got great boobs. And guys, believe it. Can you believe that?
Well, the last part's true.
Yeah.
Hold on. I just got too many thoughts fighting for space in my head. Okay. So, let's all get a hold of ourselves here.
I've got a hold of myself, buddy.
Most of the people she talks to do that.
So.
How is it... God, can I just tell you this? Never mind.
Hey, will you give us a little sample? Will you show us?
I was going to lead. That's where we're going to miss you.
Stephanie, what are you wearing?
Okay. Let's do this. Let's do this. Before we have you act it out. How is it that you got a job as a phone sex operator?
I answered an ad.
It's like in the paper or something?
Yeah, there was an ad, and it was like, you know, phone actresses.
Phone actress. We all know what that means.
You know, and I'm leaving for Missouri in 6 months, and so I have to have money to go to school.
Tim was a phone psychic.
I was going to do that, but I'm not very good at that.
I wasn't good at it either.
I did it for a day, and it was just depressing. It's depressing and made me feel terrible.
Well, the phone sex thing is making me realize that guys are even creepier than I thought they were to begin with.
Guys are creepy, but they're also incredibly simple. And so
we have one button.
There's no buttons to push. There's a button.
Not that it really matters to you, but I mean, it does kind of give you an insight into the male, mind, I guess.
Well, the creepy male.
Do you wait for guys to tell you what they're looking for before you describe what you supposedly look like, or do you have like a picture in your head of what Stephanie looks like?
I always look the same.
Who is Stephanie? Is Stephanie the woman you describe yourself as being? Is she based on somebody real?
Actually, she's semi-based on Adrian.
On Adrian, the 1080 girl?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm even more in love with Stephanie. It's working for me. I totally hear Sarah. See Adrian.
So if you will, just indulge me just for a moment. Rick, you play the college kid that's using mom's credit card to dial the phone sex line.
All right.
And Sarah, you just be your sexy self.
All right. So the phone rings, and then how do you... Whoa.
Hello.
Okay. So there you go. So the phone rings.
Hi. What's your name?
Cameron.
Hi, Cameron. I'm Stephanie. How are you today?
I'm pale and horny. I'm fine. I'm fine.
That's great, Cameron. You sound really cute.
What are you wearing?
Well, I just got home from the gym, so I'm in my spandex shorts and my white G-string and my sports bra, and I'm just getting ready to get into the shower. Do you want to take a shower with me, Cameron?
Could I? Could I?
Sure, honey. Anything you want.
That's perfect right there.
I don't even know.
That was the first $4.99.
Yeah, seriously, I don't even know. How much is it to talk to you?
Sarah just made $12.
Yeah, I did.
What happens if his brother Neil picks up the other extension?
Yes.
That's fine.
No, that's...
I like two boys at once.
Oh, yeah. That's completely great. So, seriously, how much is it a minute? I mean, I don't know how much you make, but I mean, if the guy's calling, how much is he paying?
It's like $3.99 a minute.
Jesus Christ. Dude, if I could do that, I don't care, man. Gay, straight, animals.
You could.
What?
I'll send you the email.
Okay.
But chicks aren't going to call to talk to some dude.
Oh, no, but you could talk to guys.
Dude, $3.99 a minute? I'll be whatever you need me to be. That's $3.99 a minute. You know, I'm telling you, it doesn't matter.
You're not making that for it, man.
You're making 70 cents a minute. But you're making pretty decent bank.
It's like four times what we make here. What are you complaining about? Seriously, it doesn't matter, man. You want me to have sex with a garden hose? That's fine. I'll do it.
And you can do it from home. One of my roommates, she used to sit in her SUV, and she had a phone line put in her garage, and she sit there all night taking calls.
Oh, that is...
Yeah, I just sit at home and watch TV and, like, watch Jay and Silent Bob and...
Just like on the Beavis and Butthead episode.
And then, you have like a special ring on your phone and you know that it's one of those calls?
It rings and then this voice comes on and goes, hardcore sex call, press one to accept your hardcore sex call.
It's so tempting just to like dial some phone sex numbers now just trying to get you.
Well, if I knew the number to call, I don't know my actual number, but I have an extension that people can call, because I get a lot of repeats.
Yeah, I have an extension, yes, too. After that phone call, it's long distance, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Oh. I wonder where the calls come from, like Arkansas or Tennessee or something?
KOTK.
Yes.
The producer studio here. All the overnight people.
Do you like guys who work in radio? I could play a song for you if you'd like. Do you like the Flatlanders? I can
be a wacky DJ spinning your hits.
Do you like Toby Keith? I gotta give you a CD.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, this is the best thing I've ever. Well, we're gonna pursue this. We'll follow up this story at some point. Well,
hey, you gotta record some of these.
Richard, do you want to? We got to do a thing here in a minute. So
I'm around.
All right. So
it's either be here or go home and pack.
All right. Well, Sarah. Yes. Well, we thank you for calling in. We're all gonna miss
Sarah,
Richard.
Sarah, I'm gonna miss you.
I'm gonna miss you too, honey.
But I'm gonna call your number.
Seriously, but you can talk to her anytime, baby. All right. There you go. There's Big Gay Sarah. We're gonna come back. A guy has a question about the size of Kimberly Moss's ass. Well, okay. Plus, Diana Downtown, more of your phone calls on the day that Richard Nunn says goodbye on an all-new Rick.
Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
Good afternoon, I'm Jim Riley. Clark County health officials say supplies of flu vaccine have dried up. If you didn't get a flu shot, you're just as good as dead.
Get a casket.
Absolutely. A former Eugene police officer in trouble with the law. Four more women have come forward with accusations that Roger Magana forced them to perform sexual acts while he patrolled the streets. He was fired in August after a dozen women complained. Park manager Mark Warrington says violent teenage thugs are claiming territory at Peninsula Park. Apparently, somebody got their lip smacked with someone using brass knuckles while breaking out a fight at the park's community center. Police have recovered guns at the scene after responding to reports of shots fired and as many as 30 teenagers fighting. Stay away from there, Peninsula Park. Portland Metro forecast for today, mostly cloudy skies, highs about 45. Rain tonight, rain tomorrow, showers for the weekend. Tim Riley, KOTK News.